USA Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sharply rebuked President Joe Biden on Wednesday for a speech the day before. The president urged the Senate to change its filibuster rules. McConnell called the remarks, quote, profoundly unpresidential. He went on to say that Biden's speech could be classified as a rant that was beneath his office. Meanwhile, on Newsmax on Wednesday, Georgia Representative Drew Ferguson called Biden's remarks condescending.
What small races people have been getting have been eaten up by inflation. The Democrat policies are failing America right now. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the big liberal Democrats are failing America.
Ferguson also discussed the continuing COVID-19 pandemic and called for more focus to be put on therapeutics, which he said are getting better every single month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
In a follow-up story, a medevac helicopter crash destroys the plane, but all the passengers are alive.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Authorities said the passengers, the pilot, a crew member, a nurse, and an infant patient were able to pull themselves out of the completely destroyed helicopter. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The late Senator Harry Reid is being remembered at the U.S. Capitol. Reid died last month at the age of 82. President Joe Biden paid silent tribute as Reid lay in state at the Capitol Rotunda. Reid served 5 terms in the Senate and rose to be majority leader. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ratings for the NFL are up this year.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Ronnie Spector, the rock and roll singer who belted out 1960s hits like Be My Baby, Baby I Love You, and Walking in the Rain, has died. The lead singer of the Ronettes was 78. The Ronettes' powerful voices turned them into one of the premier acts of the girl group era, touring England with the Rolling Stones and befriending the Beatles. A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7. Ethan Crumbly's next court hearing is scheduled for January 19th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.